Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 19th, 2016. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and how the planets' positions in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. He ain't even in office yet, but already President-elect Trump has been making large waves in all directions. Let's remember that the new POTUS has an astrology chart that is, as they say, one for the books, with a whole bunch of intense astrological combinations. As we watch what's been going on over the weeks since the election, we find clues in Trump's chart that can provide an understanding for what motivates his actions. A key feature is that his natal Mars is conjunct his Leo ascendant. People with Mars conjunct the ascendant are just naturally pugnacious. Mars people seek out conflict because they feel a need to prove themselves, to be victorious. Mars is an ego planet, and Leo is an ego sign. Both are focused on self-created events, especially events which capture everyone else's attention. Mars wants fast results. Mars is hasty. So this placement makes Trump this Mars person who is impatient and impulsive, two of his natural characteristics. Leo, being a self-centered fire sign, relies on its own gut instincts. Leo, the sign of the king, therefore seeing oneself as the center of the universe. Adding to this, Trump has Jupiter, the planet of increase, in his second house of speech, leading to exaggerated and boastful speech. Jupiter is combined with his natal Neptune, the planet of delusions. So, for example, Trump's recent assertion that he won the election in a landslide. Mr. Trump was born on a Scorpio full moon. Being a water sign, Scorpio is emotional. It's classified as a fixed sign as well, thus fixed emotions, in other words, not able to let go of one's feelings. This especially applies to the negative emotions. The upshot being, Scorpio is vindictive. Being born on a full moon means having really strong emotions, emotions that are hard to control. The moon's conjunction with the eclipse point K2 makes these emotions even more volatile, more unpredictable, and the fourth house placement gives it all even more power. Scorpio is a sign with a predisposition towards secrets. Secret motivations, secret loves, secret hates, secret hopes, secret actions. The secretiveness leads to evasiveness, which activates the suspicions of others. But the thing that is most disturbing about Trump's chart is the association of the ruler of the ascendant, the sun, being tightly conjunct Rahu and Uranus, two of the wild cards in astrology. This is what gives the president-elect his rather unorthodox, unpredictable approach to making executive decisions. This should definitely be concerning for everyone. For the last 3 weeks, there has been a steady stream of potential suitors tramping in and out of the Trump Tower in New York City. People auditioning for various parts in the upcoming show, or just to kiss the king's ring. Trump seems to be loving every minute of it. And now we see who the nominees are. Generals, bankers, billionaires, and oil men. Yep, at last count, 4 generals, either as cabinet secretaries or other lead positions, 3 Goldman Sachs alums, and, of course, various businessmen and billionaires, of course, and billionaire women. And a sprinkling of right-wing politicians and Fox News analysts. What's notable about this collection? Nearly all of them, in one respect or another, are bosses. And only a few have ever held positions in the government before. Now, seeking some answers by way of the USA natal astrology chart, here we see indications that, indeed, something is happening. The USA has just recently entered its Rahu major period. Rahu, the significator of transformation and innovation and obsession. Note Rahu's position in the 8th house, the house of big changes. Also, Rahu as an eclipse point obscures things, creating confusion, and can even cause emergencies. And the 8th house is also the house of secrets, clandestine actions, scandals, humiliation. Sounds like it won't be business as usual. So, the main topic at the beginning of the week was the CIA's assertion that, no doubt about it, Russia had inserted itself into the U.S. elections by hacking into political parties' databases and then making public some of that information to sway the election towards Trump. And the CIA isn't out on a limb here. Both the Director of National Intelligence, who represents all 16 intelligence agencies, and the head of the Homeland Security have said Russia was behind the hacking. The FBI held out for several days, but then finally agreed that Russia was not only responsible for hacking, but also had the intent to prevent Clinton from being elected. Okay, so looking at the USA chart, we see that Saturn, the planet of control, has been transiting through Scorpio, the sign that is disposed to secret action, for the last couple of years, and this puts it in the USA chart 12th house. As well as being the house of foreigners, the 12th house is the house of hidden activities, which then includes conspiracies, criminal activities. But does this mean it was Russia? Does this mean there was collusion? Russia, of course, denies it. Going back to Mr. Trump's chart, make note that he is now in his Jupiter major period. Jupiter is the ruler of his 8th house, the house of other people's money, financial involvements, loans, and so forth, and the 8th house is, again, the house of secret activities and scandal. For Leo charts, Jupiter also rules the 5th house of investments. Trump's natal Jupiter is placed in his 2nd house of personal finances. So, this is looking more and more interesting in both the astrology charts of Mr. Trump and of the USA. The 8th house is being featured now and over the coming years. Prediction is that we will be hearing much more about money, financial involvements, and scandal. Okay, that'll have to do it for this week's Astrology News Report. You can keep up with recent developments by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.